It's music by Mark Morrison on Namibia's Hot Soul. It features Angie Brown and Danny Watsi. Crazy, the remake thereof. Thank you so much for choosing us. 8:13 International Women's Month on Namibia's Heart and Soul, but at the same time, it's 8:13 African Stars Chairman Salomo Hay is officially in the building. Good morning, my good sir. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
No, we are good. You should be more than happy because African Stars right now is top of the league.
Yes, we are. Sorry.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Look, yes,
at this,
we are.
African Stars.
Yeah, yeah, we are. Yeah. People were... I'm not throwing shade to nobody, but all I'm saying is there were some people who were on top of the league, I mean, on the top of the log,
yeah,
with 1 point, and they made so much noise about it.
Is it an ongo cemento, no? Ongo Semenza and
is
then
that, is that what they're called?
And Nampol at some point. Is that what they're called?
The okay, no, let me stop.
But yeah, Mr. Hay, thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for making the time out.
Yeah.
Just to come respond to some of the things that have been leveled against the club, and some of the things that have been said. Look, it's a conversation that is of public interest. It's a conversation that has started, I think, was it last year that it really reached the WhatsApp groups? And it really reached the papers also and so on. I think the first question that we need to just get out of the way here, Abdi Salomo, is in the conversation that we had with Coach Bakera, he says that he was made to understand that he was supposed to be co-coaching with the Ghanaian Prince, Abdi Kofi. And not necessarily his assistant for both league and CAF. Understanding that CAF obviously, you know, had a requirement for the licensing, but we understood that he was able to still be involved in terms of pre, post, and during the match, and just not on the bench. So walk us through this. What was the understanding between yourself or the club, Coach Bakera and Kofi? And is it right that he was expecting to be a co-coach as opposed to be assistant?
Yeah, well, thank you so much for giving us a chance to respond.
Yes.
In respect of Coach Kofi, firstly, you must understand the practicalities around CAF requirements for coaching, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the context of having a coach on the bench, that's a co-coach in... Let's say the argument is correct, a co-coach.
Mm.
How does he become a co-coach if you don't have the A license? Mm. Right? So you have a B license, you are fully vested to become an assistant coach. Right?
Mm.
So we had the discussion with Bakera because remember that he comes from on the back of a title winning season.
Yes, yes.
So we had to give him the necessary consideration in terms of the success that he had enjoyed with the club. So we were then trying to create the necessary chemistry between the two coaches to say that, look, they have to work closely together, right? So the one with the A license, obviously, by implication, is the senior coach between the two. So it's really then more man management in terms of what is it that you would be able to agree to work within the context of the collective. So obviously... things happened very quickly. And then we went to South Africa, obviously, to go play our games. And Bakera sort of got another gig with the national team, the women's football. I think he was gone for 2 months or something like that. And at the time, Kofi was obviously at the helm. He took us through those two qualifiers. We came back. Bakera came back after 2 months and then he assumed his role. So
his role being assistant to Kofi?
Yes, essentially.
Okay.
Yeah.
My question is pertaining to CAF, yeah. I understand the vision, I see it.
Yeah.
But do you, probably in like your post meetings, for example, was there ever a conversation of maybe we kinda rushed into it, regardless of being the champions of the league? Was there a time that the club felt that maybe we were just not as prepared as we thought we were for it?
For CAF?
Yes.
For the CAF participation?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think last year we were the most prepared we have ever been before. Remember, this is our fourth attempt our third attempt with this current management, right, that we went for the CAF.
Okay.
Remember, we had almost a month pre-season in Botswana.
Mm.
Where where we played almost 5 or 6 games,
mm-hmm.
right, through one, won all of them.
Mm.
So we were very prepared for the CAF this season. I mean, remember that there are different dynamics at play, especially in relation to the funding, for instance. The well-publicized letter that came from the NFA about how much money we owe them, this, that, and the other.
Mm.
Ordinarily, in the context of participating in Africa, federations actually help clubs to participate because federations tend to gain if clubs advance into the group stages. Very similar to the Brave Warriors advancing past
the group stages.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah.
So if we were operating in a proper structure, you would actually see African Stars or the league champions every year participating because the federation would put its weight behind this team.
Mm.
So to answer your question, I think this particular season where we lost against the Zambian team was our most prepared we have ever been as a club to participate in Africa. Remember that we beat the Zambian champions in South Africa.
In South Africa.
We lost in Zambia on our away goal rule. But we scored a legitimate goal. I don't know if you guys saw that game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we scored a goal that was ruled out.
Mm.
The footage is there. We did send, actually, a formal appeal.
Like appeal, yeah.
Yeah, to CAF in respect of this.
Mm.
So in that respect, we were very prepared. The dynamics around the coaching requirements in terms of the reorganization of the technical team at that point had to come, right? We're not in the business of running a sort of substandard outfit where the coach sits in the stands, at halftime he runs down to go speak on the phone the whole time speaking to the assistant. We can't do that.
Hence why the management made the decision not to have him travel.
Well, yes. I mean, and also at the time, there was also the friction, right? Remember that we were trying to run...
Friction between Kofi and Bakera.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and we wanted to run a tight ship. And tight ship means that we need to do away with personal emotions and look at the collective objective.
Hmm.
And at the time, Kofi was the A-license coach, and subsequently he was at the helm. So how does management not give him the support?
So looking back at the journey of, I mean, we had the pleasure of meeting Kofi himself. I mean, he was in studio with us. But like looking back at the run that he had with African Stars, are you happy with it? Now, I know that eventually, you know, both parties parted ways and whatever it is. But do you really feel that regardless of having that A license, that he was the best fit for the club?
Well, I think... you can only connect the dots backwards, right? You can't connect the dots forwards. So looking back now, there are requirements that we needed to meet in terms of African Stars participating.
Mm-hmm.
We came very close to knocking out the Zambian team. Obviously, then we came back. There were certain things that we thought in terms of our short-term objectives that Kofi did not meet, right? And at that point, we had to make a decision in terms of what would be in the interest of the club to make sure that we meet our short-term objectives,
mm-hmm.
meet our mid-term objectives, looking into the future. And then, obviously, Bakera came back. I think Kofi, in my view, and I say this with the utmost respect, I don't know whether he had... I mean, from his CV, he had coached the team of the magnitude of African Stars in terms of Namibia.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw that at times he didn't understand how big the club is. And he didn't understand the expectations in terms of what was at stake. So, for instance, there's certain things that African Stars should not be reduced to. Right, I remember that when we played the Hagenkop Cup, right, at the time and going forward, and again, ironically, we're playing the same team this weekend again.
what are we playing?
Chula.
What happened?
Oh.
What happened? What happened was there were people that had never seen African Stars play, for the past 2 to 3 years. Mm. But they came out that day to come see African Stars. Remember, we are defending champions. Yes. And we simply did not look like champions, right? To the extent that the way the team played was not in line with what African Stars is about. So it's in moments like this that we take decisions to make sure that the club at no point loses the benchmark at which we sort of put ourselves at.
Hmm.
So again, look, Kofi got us as far as he could. I don't think that we regret the decision to appoint him.
Okay.
Neither do we regret the decision to let him go.
Okay.
It's 8:23 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. This is where it all comes together. Stick around. We've got Abudi Salibohai in studio, the executive chairman of African Stars. We'll continue this conversation right after this. 8:27 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. This is where it all comes together. We've got the executive chairman of African Stars in the studio, gifting the club the right of reply after a conversation that we had with Coach Bakera. Speaking of which, coach, my chairman, Abudi Salomo, before, if we have to backtrack a little bit here, Abudi Salomo, Bakera was saying that, because you mentioned the friction that that started to ensue between Kofi and him, Coach Kofi, he was saying that he became a passenger at the club, that Coach Kofi did not involve him with the sessions, hence why he decided to perhaps explore another opportunity, just a national opportunity. Did he ask you for permission, number one, to leave for this national duty? And number two, were you, as management, made aware on an official basis that there is a problem right now with Coach Kofi and Coach Bakera?
Well, I think you hit the nail on its head when you say that Bakera started feeling like a passenger.
Mm.
And did he formally inform the club that he feels like a passenger? It's a resounding no.
It's a no?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
What we picked up was Kofi raising the issue that there could be disruptive energy coming through from his Coach Bakera.
Mm.
And what we then did is we told Coach Kofi that, look, we don't want to get involved in technical issues of who's this, who's that. You are the head of the technical team. Deal with your technical team.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember that the interference of management in terms of club's affairs also need to be, it's a fine balance you need to run. So Coach Bakera did not inform us that he feels like a passenger. Coach Kofi did inform us that there is some disruptive behavior coming through that perhaps we should consider. And we told him that, look, you are the head of the technical team. Make sure that you rein your team in. Your first question in terms of when Bakera left for the national team.
Yeah, for the 2 months.
Yeah,
no?
Whether he sought permission from us or whether he informed us. He informed us.
Mm.
We got the letter from him, from the NFA, requesting that he goes with the Brave Gladiators.
But not seeking permission?
No.
Okay, because those are the two key words here.
Yeah, he didn't. He didn't. And obviously, we then saw that, okay, he'll be gone for 2 weeks, right? And I'm preempting your next question now, because I think that's one of the other issues that came through the love letters that we got in terms of
from his representatives.
Yeah. Was he paid? Was he not paid?
Did he just say love letters? Okay.
In terms of was he paid? Was he not paid? Right? I think Coach Bakera was then compensated for the 2 months that he went with the NFA, by the NFA. Right?
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, essentially, so he's gone for 2 months. Right, and remember that even within the labor law provisions, there are certain things in terms of whether you can do two jobs and whether you are here or whether you are there. But at the time, as soon as he was earning a remuneration from the NFA, I mean, African stars, we were then, you know, his needs are then taken care of. Because we thereafter even spoke to the NC at the time and asked, this arrangement with Bagheera, what did it say? No, we are taking care, we're paying him, and that was that.
Mm-hmm. So you felt because he was going to be providing a service to the NFA that, you know, obviously getting confirmation that he was being paid by them, because he was not at work at that time or during that time, that he was not going to be paid. But was there, I don't know, like, what did the contract actually say, like, in terms of that? Like, if there's every time that you take, you know, a break from your duties, whatever it is, you will not be compensated, or you will still be compensated. Am I making sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the long and short was that I don't think that he was in a position to double dip, if it were. And that's really it, as far as the African Stars position is concerned.
If it so happened, this is just a hypothetical question, but, you know, it didn't happen. Obviously speculating right now. If it so happened that the NFA was not paying him for those 2 months, were the African Stars willing to foot his bill?
Would we have given him
his salary?
Would he have informed us, or would he have sought permission?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, those are the keywords.
Yeah.
Now, after the NAMPO loss, the famous NAMPO loss, my goodness, there was a meeting outlining how management can support the coaching staff.
Yes.
And we were made to understand about in terms of that by Coach Bakera. And, I mean, Coach Bakera was sort of kind of alluding to the fact that after that meeting, there was an expectation from management side to support the team. There was a couple of things that were laid out from him as the head of technical. Where did it go wrong? Do you feel as the chair that you guys did enough to go down that list and satisfy and supply the necessary support after the NAMPO loss to the technical team?
Yeah, so remember that when we lost against NAMPO, we also drew against Young Brazilians.
Yes.
Right?
From Kipman's.
Yeah. And we had a meeting, rightfully so. And this meeting was with a technical team. Obviously, I led the meeting. And in no uncertain terms did I not make it clear that there's going to be consequences if this particular results continue, right? We got 1 point out of six.
Six games, yeah.
Of 6 points that weekend.
Oh, for that weekend? Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. I thought you were referring to that that six-game run where you guys had, I think, two defeats and two draws and one win.
Yeah, that was 4 out of 12.
It was 4 out of 12. Yeah. Okay, yeah. All right.
Yeah. Okay, so what then happens is at that particular meeting, we laid out the expectations of the club in terms of the technical team.
Hmm.
The support that was sold from the technical team is the support that we gave them, right? Because remember that the team traveled to Chivarongo the subsequent weekend.
Okay.
Right? And we said that, colleagues, we cannot collect below the 6 points on offer this weekend. That was clear. In terms of support, I mean, the team slept at African Safari in Chivarongo.
But what was the support that he specifically stipulated that he needed for his technical team or for the entire team? Yeah.
Well, I think this is what I'm sort of losing when you guys say that the meeting was really to say that the technical team did not support or was going to give support, because support has always been there with African Stars. I mean, in terms of the off the field support, it's always there. You would have the discomfort of traveling, right? But in terms of accommodation, in terms of where Stars stays, in terms of how Stars travel, that's there. It's
training, your training methods, the equipment thereof.
Yes, and the training, the quality of the training field, that's beyond us. I mean, we don't even have a proper field to play football on in this country.
So let alone to train on.
Do you get my point? So I wouldn't say that we've got the perfect training pitch, right? But remember, this is a training pitch where we almost went invincible last season, you know?
So it was that same training pitch that you guys used?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. So you can look at it either way you want. But in terms of the support that the technical team needed, that's standard. It's always been there. What then transpires is that we beat Life Fighters, right? Mm. And then we lose against UNAM. Mm. Now, that's 4 out of 12 points, right? There's no way that a championship winning run, you can't get 4 points out of 12, mm. right? I mean, and remember that had we beaten Young Brazilians, had we beaten, which we did, Life Fighters, and beaten UNAM, and would have lost against Nampon, that would have been 9 out of 12, right?
At least.
Mm. There would still have been, there would have been no crisis at all. Mm. Do you get my point? I think, and it maybe again, well, and I don't want to talk about other teams, but because we're at the topic, teams have got different ambitions, yeah. right? I think Coach Bakira, this new team now, has got 4 out of 12 points, right?
In the since he started.
Since he started, right? Mm. And perhaps that particular team, to them, that's fine. That is what they see as acceptable. Unfortunately, that's not for African Stars. You know? And it's because we've got different ambitions, and this is where we are going. Mm. So remember that we do not put unattainable milestones in terms of what it is that we need to achieve.
Mm.
I think it's well in line with what the targets are at the beginning of the season and what it is that we want to achieve. So the long and short of it is that 4 out of 12 was simply not good enough for African Stars.
Which becomes now the question, when did you approach Ronnie Cananello?
Well, as soon as we realized that the run of 4 out of 12 is not good enough, we needed to start looking around. But looking around in terms of strengthening and reorganizing the technical team. What you guys forget as well, right?
Schoolers.
Is that, remember last season when we started, the first 3-4 games with Coach Bakira, we had a bit of a wobble, right? We brought in Ricardo Menetti, right?
He's the sports director now.
Yes, the sports director, to be around the club, right? Ricardo came in, he was around the team. The dynamics around the team and the energy changed, right? So he contributed to that success as well. And remember that African Stars is not, you don't audition at African Stars. You don't audition at African Stars. You come in, it's ready-made, it's a well-oiled machine. You should be able to fit in and run.
Hmm.
So when we see that there's a variance in terms of where the team wants to go and where the team is currently at, we make decisions. We make decisions in the interest of the club, interest of the brand, and in the interest of the objectives of the club.
Yeah, because we were made to understand that that African Stars approached Ronnie while everything was rosy at African Stars. We were made to understand that you had an initial meeting with Ronnie, and then I think negotiations didn't go well. But then right after that, again, now with the 4 out of 12 points, that's where now things were now intensified to say, we need to bring in Ronnie.
Maybe we need to go speak to him again.
Look, remember when we started speaking about coffee, right? We spoke about short, medium, and long term.
Of course.
Right? We want to get into Africa again, right? We want to get a licensed coach, right? Ronnie is perhaps the only coach with an A license local. I mean, remember that A, in the sense that he did the refresher course.
Yeah, the refresher course.
And,
and all the other guys just were revoked because they didn't do the refresher
course. You understand? So that sort of thing. So you need to have your eye on the future, right? To say, I mean, where are we going to... I'm going to scrabble around and to Shai Quinn's point to say, do you want to leave it late to say that you win the league? Oh, we have won the league now. Let's run around for series for coaches. You needed to scout already. You're scouting. I mean, we spoke to potential coaches in Botswana to understand, I mean, with the A-license thing, what's happening, you know? So the Ronnie appointment was, for all intents and purposes, after management decision or management engagement with Bakera, and where we felt that we need to strengthen the technical team, we need to reorganize the technical team. And
this was now after the run of 4 out of 12 points.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Right. And for us, it was critical that we cannot wait. I mean, remember that the window was closed. There's no new players coming in, right? You couldn't say that. Okay, fine. Let's go get
maybe NSK. Refresh.
Yeah. Let's get NSK from 11 arrows.
Yes. You see there. Right on cue.
You see, the window was closed.
Yeah.
So when you engage him, Coach Bakera, and remember that we got huge respect for the young man. I mean, he's perhaps the youngest coach to ever win the title. So, an African stars will always be grateful for what he achieved. But we, at that point, you know, we needed to make a decision. And at no point did we intend to humiliate, undermine. No. Because remember that we appoint Bakera, Coach Bakera, from the development team of African Stars, right? I mean, he had previous spells with other clubs as assistant coaches and everyone. We appoint him, we take the chance on him, given that this guy has demonstrated huge potential on the upside going forward. Everyone was asking us, but who's why you guys, all of that, right? We took him through the CAFB license because we saw the potential that exists with Bakera. Ronnie is the most senior coach in this country. The success of the Brave Warriors at COSAFA has got Ronnie Canarello's name on it. Brave Warriors qualifying for AFCON with Ricardo Minetti being the coach has got Ronnie Canarello's name on it. This run that we get out of the group stages for the first time in the history of Namibian football with Coach Colin Benjamin, Ronnie's name is on it. As an upcoming coach or as a coach who just got my B license, why would I feel humiliated having a coach like Ronnie around the technical team?
I think, okay, just maybe adding on to what you said right now about, you know, the humiliation. I think he probably, and I'm just speaking as a human being right now, okay? Yes, putting emotional intelligence or whatever it is to the side. I think what was relayed to us in that conversation was the fact that even with Ronnie's appointment, it wasn't necessarily a sit down with him prior to the announcement being made that it was made. What did he say, partner? Was it in the like training session?
Yeah,
or
but the training session where Ronnie was introduced to the team
as your new head coach,
and
he had no knowledge of it or anything like that. So I think maybe that's where he felt a little bit humiliated, because when you think about it, just if we could all put ourselves in that position, like, man, even my players are not even going to respect me if they kind of see how management, so to say, is moving with me. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So, let's backtrack a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you have that initial meeting.
Yeah.
Where what NSK now is terming as the management support.
Support meeting.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Which was essentially for us a consequence management meeting.
Okay. All right.
Right?
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Then we don't achieve what the consequence management meeting was about, right? Then we engage Coach Bakera, me and another board member at my offices, right? Coach Bakera came. We told the CEO Leslie, Father Les, to please inform the coach that the coach needs to come to the office. We've got an urgent meeting. Regrettably, the coach came. He didn't even come with any notes. He didn't come with any statistics, nothing, right? And so we asked him, like, did you come with anything in terms of what this meeting was about? No, I was just informed to come to the meeting, right? Now, NSK, you guys have got the prime slot on the morning run. Numbers start dropping here. You get called to a management meeting, or an urgent meeting. You come, it was just an urgent meeting. I mean, if your superiors ask, I mean, what's happening to the numbers, what's happening? You should be able to look at stats to be able to say that this was
this was the contributing factors, or this were A, B, C, and D. This is the plan to get out of the slump.
Exactly.
Okay.
You get my point.
Put something on the table.
Yeah. So that wasn't there, regrettably. But it doesn't take away from what Coach Bakera has done and the potential that the collective African Stars management see that sits in him, right? So what then happened is that management take what we got from that meeting with him. We then had another meeting, right?
Separately now, just as management. Yeah. Okay.
Where we discuss the matter. Then one of the board members, right, was then tasked. It wasn't me. It was tasked to speak to Coach Bakera in terms of what management decision is.
Aha, okay.
Yeah, right?
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
What management decision is.
All right.
Remember that we've got a brand to maintain, right? And I think the image that we are putting out is our most important thing. And integrity is part of that. So he wasn't informed.
Right. By that board member that was appointed now?
Yes.
Okay.
By the board member that
was appointed. You don't want to drop names?
Well, that's immaterial at this stage. But the point is that the conversation took place.
Okay.
Yeah. So this particular board member then deployed to speak to the coach and tell him that, look, this is what management decided and this is the direction that we're moving.
And that decision was to bring in Coach Ronnie to rearrange
the technical team. Yes.
And that he will still get the same salary.
And I even told him.
Okay.
Yeah. But it was not subsequent to him being informed that,
okay,
yeah,
okay,
the,
okay,
that your terms of engagement does not change, right? You get moved under the stable. You can go sit at Nova or whatever. I don't know what the arrangement is. They don't tailor your salary and because they want more energy in here or whatever it is, right? So it's part of organizations. They evolve, they change. But we should all have the humility to understand that the collective objective should definitely be the overriding factor and not become too emotional. So the humiliation part doesn't even arise in as far as I'm concerned. I mean, I just gave you the repertoire of Ronnie. And I mean, I'm an economist by training. I used to work for the Central Bank. Governor, the Minister of Finance now, is my senior, right? So if we are in the same room and my senior, for one or the other reason, says that due to ABCD, we need that he will lead the delegation, right? Do I put my personal emotions ahead of the greater objective, you know? So one must understand that one shouldn't get overly excited about what it is that the fanfare around is going on about.
Yeah.
Now, let me tell you, let's take it further. What then transpires is that the board member who we had a meeting with Coach Bakera, right, then went to go introduce Coach Ronnie to the team. After Coach Bakera was now informed. Already informed. Pre that juncture. Yeah, pre that training session. Yeah,
okay.
What then happened is that the following day, we get the first series of the love letters, right? Indicating that there's that. So the letter was not quite clear in terms of what it is. But what we could deduce from the letter was that within 72 hours,
You need to pay those 2 months worth of salary.
No, that was...
That's even another love letter.
No, it's in the same letter.
It's in the same letter.
Yes, but apparently within 72 hours, we should get rid of Coach Ronnie and then reinstate...
Continue with...
To reinstate him.
Yes. Right? While Coach Bakera is at training. So after the letter that we got the letter in the evening. The next day we went to training. Right? Coach Bakera was training, despite this letter coming from a representative. Right? It was great training with Coach Ronnie on the training pitch. So we were asking ourselves as the board, is a conflict being declared? Or what's happening with this letter? So we left the training pitch. We informed Leslie that please do inform Coach Bakera that we want to have a meeting tomorrow between himself and the representative to understand
the context of the letter. Yeah,
yeah. Like, is it a labor dispute? Is it a conflict? Or what is this?
Mm-hmm. Right?
Then they came back to us and said that no, they will not meet. They will only meet in line with the 72 hours.
Yeah, when they that left. Has left.
Yes, that's okay. When they'll meet. Sorry, they didn't say it in so many words, but the dates that they were putting forward for their availability was in line with that timeline. Then we said that in that case, please, then perhaps, then don't come to training, right, until we understand where you're coming from on this letter, right? The ink has not even dried yet. Then we get the resignation letter.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And while we're still trying to make meaning of the resignation letter, the coach is unveiled somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah. So now to your point, where's the humiliation? Right? Is it now stars? Or is it the particular individual? Because remember that where's the handover report? Right? To say that, look, this is what I've done. The
progress so far.
Yes.
This is the status of certain players.
Yes. You know, I'm leaving now. Thank you for your... Do you get my point?
Mm-hmm.
So where's the decency? And what we are concerned about is the feelings of somebody. But the greater objective is that, I mean, if we had ill intentions in this game, why would we take this young coach with so much potential through a CAFB license at the cost of the club? And what I'm telling you about, how does Coach Ronnie come into the picture and who Ronnie is, should also give you the benefit of the doubt. What is it that African Stars looked at to arrive at this? So I hope that answers your question in respect of what the position of the club was.
Hold that thought. We've got one more question to ask you, Chairman. We'll be back in a bit. Stick around.
Change with the times. Change to Puma Lubricants.
It's 9 a.m. Opsekob. We have two more questions for Abudi Salomo Hay, and we will continue with it right after this.
Future Media News.
With his family and loved ones during this difficult time.
It's 9:05 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. We still have the executive chairman of African Stars in studio, just closing off our conversation. Conversation that was derived from the fact that Coach Bakera was in studio, and African Stars obviously needing to be mentioned, and they needing their right of reply today. Thank you so much for choosing us now. Abudi Salomo, just to close off this conversation of Coach Bakera, you know, the question of humiliation, was he humiliated? Was it the brand African Stars that were humiliated? Looking at the timeline that you have said, that the 72 hours, and then there was a resignation letter, and boom, there he was introduced to the media on the other side without a conversation being had with you on this issue. First issue being resolved. Perhaps just to close off the Bakera chapter once and for all, as African Stars, is there any regret from the club with the Coach Bakera? And I want you to reflect also from the era of Coach Kofi that was here. You know what? Let's go back to COVID years. Let's go back to COVID years, because Bakera also feels that he stayed loyal to the club since before COVID, during that he was also not and it was also not consistently compensated during that time, the three years that we had the COVID situation and the football squabbles subsequently, and him keeping the club afloat in terms of keeping the boys fit and keeping the brand going. So is there any regret from African Stars as an entity, as a club, with the relationship since 2019 with Coach Bakera until the way it ended?
Well, there's no regrets. There's absolutely no regrets. I think we had a special season with Coach Bakera.
Yeah.
A very special season where we almost went invincible. I think, to my recollection, I've never seen a team get the amount of points that we got.
Yeah.
In a 16-club league that we got last season.
Since independence?
Well, yeah, in my time.
Oh, okay.
In my time.
Oh, okay. Oh, in your time. Because yeah. I was going to be like, hey, there was also Civics those years. There was also Blue Waters those years. you know, there were some dangerous teams that did something close to what you guys did. But But in your time. Okay. Yeah,
yes. And also, I mean, in terms of the points haul that we got and almost going invincible.
Yeah.
Even the teams that did the 4-3 seasons on the trot, winning the title, they didn't come close to almost being invincible. So, those are special memories.
Yeah.
I mean, the club will always remember Coach Bakera as
having
been part of a glorious era for our beloved club. He comes from a time when African Stars was seen as the outcast of football. I remember that. The transition league at the time.
Yeah, but NFL, NFPL, Scaris.
Yes, that whole thing there.
Yeah, the breakaway league.
The breakaway league. And you see the residues of that fight even into the Black Africa thing now.
Yes.
Yeah.
He comes from a part of our history where things were not glorious, but he's also part of a time where things turned for the good. So Coach Bakera, I mean, for us, I think he's part of the African Stars family forever, because we can never erase his name with the success of the club, especially for last season. So we are very much alive to that. So there's no regrets. There's absolutely no regrets, both on the downside and on the upside. For us, he remains a young man that has come in at a time where it was extremely difficult. He acquitted him well. He won the league. We thought he was going to be part of the future, but you can't prescribe life. And we wish him well. I mean, African Stars will outlive all of us. He might come back in the future. He might not come back in the future, but the club will be here. I will also move on. There's going to be another chairman. But the club will live forever. So there's no regrets with the coffee thing. There's no regrets having put faith in a development coach and gives him the hottest seat in the country and him enjoying success. If the question is, how does African Stars respond to what has transpired in the past 2 weeks? Is it to regret how he behaved, or how we retrospectively behaved? Let's give time, you know. Let's give time. Let's see how things unfold going forward. But as far as we are concerned, I think he's done very well for the club.
No, he really has.
Yeah, the club will never erase what he's done for the club. But at the same time, at the end of the day, African Stars is bigger than all of us, and individuals come and go, but the club will always remain. So we wish him well.
Closing the chapter on Coach Bakera and African Stars. But before we let you go, we now that we have you here, Budi Salomo, there's just no way we're not going to ask you about the national broadcaster. There is some beef that's going on there with African Stars and the NBC.
And NBC, yeah.
Please make us understand, what is this beef? Because just for context, NBC is saying that, you know, they will not broadcast African Stars games. African Stars is doing their own thing here, broadcasting it on their social platforms.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah.
Are you even at liberty to comment?
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. I mean, look, the two, in my view, are not related. what African Stars does in terms of our socials and media platforms and what NBC does.
All right, okay.
So maybe backtrack a bit what transpired here. African Stars obviously has got a brand. We're packaging ourselves in a manner that we've become commercially viable. And to be able to make sure that the brand enjoy maximum mileage in everything that we do. So I think historically, the Broadcasting Corporation, we just rock up at games with their cameras, screen games. Games are live on TV. People clap hands and people go home. Or people at home watch TV and that's that. So what we then have decided is that, look, in as far as you want to bring African Stars, you want to use the African Stars platform to advance whatever it is that you are doing, at least speak to management, engage us. And NBC came to a game with cameras, and then we informed them that, look, maybe speak to us before you screen the game.
They didn't speak to you guys?
No, they didn't speak to
us. Okay.
Obviously, the cameras were then folded back in and they left.
They didn't screen that game, specific game?
Yeah, because obviously we say that you cannot screen the game without speaking to us. We had a conversation with the NFA in respect of the African Stars position in that. What then transpires thereafter is that on Omurari Station, which have quite a huge following of African Stars,
of course,
supporters,
folklore, they don't mention African Stars. The name African Stars is not being mentioned. It's the most bizarre reporting.
And you guys picked it up?
Yes. I mean, yesterday
that's
morning.
That's so odd.
Yesterday morning, driving to work, I switched on the radio. And the results, I mean, so let alone African Stars. How about Okakarara Young Warriors that played against African Stars? Their scores does not get mentioned. How about Julinho? Julinho that played Stars on Saturday.
On Saturday, yeah.
Their score does not get mentioned who they played against, right? So this is some unbelievable things that we have never seen. And to the extent that this has been ongoing, and remember that we didn't say NBC must pay us to screen our game. We said, let's talk. And there are different initiatives that can come out of a relationship of an engagement or discussion to the point that, look, African Stars consistently have been supporting the Omurari station with advertising. Yes. We used
you
to
guys be, actually advertise. It's not one of those, please read my press release. You actually advertise.
We used to have skin in the game.
Okay.
Yeah, so we put what is it, those jingles that they used to run.
Adverts.
So they would run that, we'd pay NN. So another option would have been that, look, since you are always advertising on our platform, is it not possible for us to broadcast two of your games and then we give you airtime for airtime for free for the next week or whatever it is, you know, so that at least there's some level of equity in the relationship. So
was it communicated to African Stars that seemingly NBC will not mention African Stars?
No, and the strange thing is that, remember that we were on TV, on radio during the Dr. Hagegen Cup.
Yes.
So the organizers of Hagegen Cup spoke to us as African Stars and said, no, we don't have a problem with NBC.
Oh, they spoke to you in terms of, are you okay with the game being screened or?
Yes.
Okay, okay.
Yes, and I said that with NBC, there could have been a marketing disagreement. But I don't understand, and you are the journalist, you must school me here. How does a marketing disagreement become editorial policy? You know, how do you then alleviate a disagreement on marketing to the extent that you ban a club on the national broadcaster?
One of the top clubs, even.
I mean, the appointment of the assistant coach of the national team to African Stars hot seat should be of interest to every person in Namibia. And that platform is a national broadcaster. I mean, this past 2 weeks, I've been inundated with calls from people in rural Namibia, asking what is the story with NBC? Is the team playing? Is the team not playing? You know? So, I mean, and this is 2024. There's no one speaking about this thing. There's no one raising the issue around journalists' integrity.
Is it really journalists or is it editorial? Is it the editors? Is it? I'm not so sure what the positioning is. The management structures are at NBC. So I'm thinking, is it the journalists or is it the editor or is it management? Is it, you know what I mean? Is it our DG that signed off on this to say, okay, we see what has been brought to my attention. We are officially, and especially if you're saying there was nothing officially communicated to you guys as an entity.
And not even after the fact of them packing up that no meeting was brought to your attention or request that, you know what, let's sit around the table and try to resolve this so that the next time there's a game, African Stars is playing, that we're all on the same page. My guys show up with their camera equipment, whatever it is, and you guys are okay to receive them.
I mean, think about it in the context that let's use our next door neighbors, the PSL, right?
The ACBC and
the DSTV.
DSTV Premiership, yeah.
Yeah, has got the rights,
of course,
on the PSL. Does it stop SABC from giving the results?
I see what you mean.
This is information.
I see what you mean.
You can say that you don't want to screen African Stars game live. That's fine.
Okay.
But on the news side, on the information side, on what basis do you arrive that you are banning?
That you will not talk about African Stars at all.
But strangely as well, for your benefit, I was on Hard Club,
which is NBC Afrikaans. Yeah.
Yes. So you tell me, which is the story then? Is there even a formal communication to this effect? Or is it only the formal communication to Omurari, but Hard Club can host African Stars? But the reality is that this is a crisis. I think it's a matter that,
unfortunately,
I mean, if we win the league, this is the biggest game this weekend taking place.
Yes.
And remember that the majority of people have got access because of coverage on NBC. I mean, African Stars has not been to the north for close to 10 years as a team to go play there. Imagine the marketing mileage that everyone can get
in the commercial opportunities thereof also. Chairman, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much. We appreciate
the fact that you helped us with your side of the story. As we know, I mean, in retrospect, when it comes to these things, there's three sides, isn't it? There's your side, there's my side, and there's the actual truth. we will leave it to the public to munch on that. So thank you so much for your time, Solomon Hay, and we wish you all the best with your club moving forward, especially with this weekend's games.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. And like you said, no matter how thin the pancake is, it's got two sides.
It's got two sides. It's angelic. If you missed this conversation, how dare you? Okay, we've been telling you about this conversation, but it will be up on our website pretty soon. Stick around. We've got Adulting also coming up.
Hi kids, it's Doko from Sugar King.